What is the difference? Are you taking more reps? Do you anticipate taking more reps in OTAs? Is it just first team reps, or is it more reps?
You know, that I don't know. We'll see how it plays out when we start practicing. But it is a great opportunity to be out there with the first team offense and getting comfortable with those guys. But at the same time, I think, you know, it's always been my mindset in every offseason to approach it like a starter. I think every guy should do that from Andrew Luck down to an incoming rookie. I think that's the best mindset to have, and that won't change.
How much more comfortable are you and the rest of the offense in this offense in your second year with Rob?
Yeah, it's been it's interesting. Like, I look back on last year, and it was tough enough just spitting out the play correctly in the huddle, and we're beyond that now, which is great. So you can kind of, I wouldn't say pick up where you left off. I think it's important to go back to the basics every offseason. But that simpler stuff is behind, and you can focus more on the details.
Scott, is there anything you can do right now that can maybe help Andrew? He's not getting the same physical reps that you're getting?
Yeah, for sure. It's just same thing as talking in meetings through reads and stuff. One thing we're trying to do even now out there is just the timing of certain routes. I mean, you know, there's seven-step drops. You have a controlled seven-step drop. You have a quick seven-step drop. And just talking through that stuff, both of us, I mean, he's, you know, helping me out with, hey, what worked for him last year. And likewise, this year some of the steps, you know, are a little bit different with a new receivers coach. And, you know, so I can give him feedback on, what we're doing there. So it's, I think, same old there as everyone's trying to help each other out from Andrew, Stephen, Philip, and Coach Shouty, everybody.